Hero of the Week, and I'm Matt Wyatt with you today on this Crawford station to learn more about the men and women who serve in America's armed forces. With me today from Iraq is Sergeant Preston Williams of the United States Army. Sergeant Williams, welcome. It's good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Mr. Wyatt.
Sergeant, you're a water treatment specialist. What's involved in what you do for the Army there in Iraq?
Sir, actually, I am involved in making sure that the water is treated and purified over there, and that is used for personal hygiene and preparation for food used by cooks.
Okay. Now, all of us take for granted that we'll have clean water to drink and use, but that isn't always the case in other parts of the world, is it?
No, sir, it's not. I mean, for us, we're just using having that basic necessity to at our hands. You know, we go to the local stores and we purchase bottled water, but some of the countries over here are less fortunate to be able to do that.
So what kind of things are you doing there to make sure that the water is potable?
Just making sure that the TDS levels in the water are down to make sure that it has chlorine in it and it's been purified and it meets the standards for human consumption.
Now, explain what you just said at the beginning of your sentence, because I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about, and I'm sure my listeners need to know exactly what is it. Again, because we take our clean water for granted, what are you looking for when you're trying to clean this water?
Various things, like total dissolved solvents in the water, the amount of chlorine that it has in it, especially if it has any waterborne diseases, like cholera or anything like that that could be in the water.
Okay, and what kind of difficulties have you run into there that have made your job a challenge but also rewarding?
I'm going to say the most difficult part is going to be probably the whole setup of the process. It's a lot of equipment to get out and get set up and making sure everything is put in the right place that way you're able to get the water and actually get it out to the people.
Okay, so this is a portable unit that you're using going from place to place?
Yes, it is.
Now, is it truck-borne, or is this something that is a unit that you have to go and assemble every time you go from place to place?
Actually, it is something that you have to go and assemble every time you move it, but it is just a piece of equipment that's easily loaded onto one of our trucks. You can just hook up to it right quick.
Okay, and how do the Iraqi people react to you and what you are doing? Does it affect them?
It really does affect them. It gives them a chance to, you know, see that we are out there actually trying to help the people and give them something, you know, besides just the normal, what we tend to think is helping them out, securing the country. It just shows that we're also wanting to be a helping hand in different ways.
Okay. And do you have family back home here, Sergeant Williams?
Yes, sir. I actually have a wife and three daughters.
Oh, I see. And where's home for you?
Home for me right now is going to be Colorado Springs, Colorado.
And would you like to say hi to your wife and three daughters?
Yes, I would. To my loving wife, Mr. Williams, and to my three daughters, Katanga, Jasmine, and Maylani, I love you all, and I'll see you soon.
And as we wind our time down today, Sergeant Williams, what motivates you to continue to serve in the United States Army?
My motivation is going to be my family, and probably one of the biggest parts is probably going to be my father-in-law. He's a disabled veteran, and he served in Desert Storm, and he's probably the biggest influence I have on my life in my military career.
Sergeant Preston Williams of the United States Army, on behalf of myself and my listeners, thank you for your time today. But more importantly, all of us say thank you and are grateful for your service in the Army on behalf of all of us, as well as the Iraqi people. God's blessings to you and your family today. We honor you this day as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you, Mr. Wyatt, and you have a great day.
All right, Sergeant Williams, that'll do it. Again, many thanks for your time today. Hope you have a great weekend, and God bless you.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Bye now.